East Coast Breakfast.
This weekend is the big one, the Fin Cup. The Fins are up against each other. The Hollywood Bets Sharks take on the Hollywood Bets Dolphins. It's going to be an awesome T20 matchup. Sky has assumed a role, and so has Nick Tatham, but I was given this by Crystal and by Heinrich.
Yes, the big bosses
I officially have a job. I will be invoicing for this job, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. You do what you need to do,
you
bro.
Do you. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a tosser. I'm going to be the coin tosser of the day. It only happens once. Only one person gets to do it. And it can't be partisan. So I have to be a fan of both sides.
Yes.
So.
And I just want to tell you, in cricket, the toss is probably the most important thing.
Quite right.
Like no other sport comes close.
Comment, did you know you can take a bet on the toss?
Yes.
I did.
You can. It's weird, bro.
Anyway, I've taken my job very seriously. So I have I've spoken to an expert. Well, we're going to be speaking to an expert. Anthony Govender. He is a numismatist. Mm-hmm. He is in the job of coins, all things coins, collecting of coins, knowledge about coins. And this would be the guy you speak to about coin tossing. Am I right? Mm-hmm. All right. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
So, Anthony, before any of this continues, I need to ask a very important question, and I need you to answer this for me. I have a 5 rand. It's got a black wildebeest on the one side and the national coat of arms on the other side. Mm. Which side is heads and which side is tails on our South African coins?
Yeah, in the coin collecting world, the two sides of the coin is known as the obverse, which is the front side, mm-hmm. and the reverse, which is the back side. But the obverse would always be your coat of arms.
Oh.
Is that the obverse?
So tails is actually the wildebeest and the coat of arms is heads.
That's correct. So the coat of arms would be the head side and the wildebeest would be the tail side.
The tails. Sky, we have video of you.
Because remember, just remember one thing, that the front side of the coin very seldom changes unless the design changes. But the reverse, you could have changes to the reverse.
Okay.
Like you have with your modern coins now, where you have the whale on it.
Yes. Yeah. Common has a lot of those. Anthony, Vettel, another question. I see that people are advertising these 5 rand coins with Mandela's face on them. Are they worth anything more than 5 rand? Why are we bidding for 5 rand?
I will give anyone a 5 rand coin if they think it's worth more than 5 rand.
Mm.
Okay.
Those coins were made in the millions. They went into circulation for a specific reason, and that was as a commemoration for Mandela's birthday in 2008. Those coins are worth 5 rand.
5 rand.
Okay.
It's only the collector's coins that are worth a bit more, which were special coins that were made by the South African Mint, designed and minted specifically for collectors.
So if somebody comes to you with a normal 5 rand coin with Madiba's face on it and says, I want 20 rand for this 5 rand, you say, never.
I would point them to the nearest pick and pay and say, go and spend it.
All right, so, Anthony, great. You have proven that you are the numismatist that we were looking for. Now I have the job of flipping the coin for the game. So glad to find out I was correct that the coat of arms is heads.
Mm-hmm.
The animal on the other side is the tails. Anything else I need to know about the technicalities when flipping a coin?
You know, I'm sure you're going to ask me about which side is favorable when you're spinning a coin,
mm-hmm.
and be it any coin, okay? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Your chances of winning is 50-50. It all boils down to the toss, and, you know, in cricket terms, it's where it actually falls, you know? It's the bounce of the coin when it lands on the ground.
Mm. Okay.
So you've got a 50-50 chance of winning. And Mitt says that you have a 2% biasness towards winning, and that's only 2%. It's 51-49.
Okay.
Depending on which side the coin sits on your finger when you split it. So spin it.
Okay.
So if it sits on head and you spin it, there's a 51% chance that it might fall on heads, but that's not proven.
It's not proven.
100%, but it's a slight biasness.
So
there's no biasness as to which side you spin the coin from, you have a 50-50
So dolphins and sharks know that when the toss happens, it got nothing to do with me. It's all fate and chance and balance and gravity. Got nothing to do with the actual tosser.
Yes.
Okay? So I'm just doing my job.
Yes.
Anthony Govender, Numis Mr. Extraordinaire, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
It's been a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
So, guys, I don't even realize, but Anthony Govender is actually one of KZN's most famous numismatists who joined us this morning. So, there we go, guys. Guy, do you know any thumb exercises that I can
Yes, thumb war. Let's play.
Okay, thumb war. That'll be a great, because I need to make sure that this muscle over here on my right hand thumb is pristine.
It can't cramp.
No cramping.
Mid flick.
Yeah, all of those things. Also, is it okay if I put my thumb in a cast for the week just to keep it protected and safe
before
my big job?
Do your nails. Yeah. Make sure that your nails are done.
Do my nails.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because they're going to be close up on my hand. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.